don't know how much I love you so. I've been trying hard not to let it show. I bet you don't know how much I need you now. I know what to say, but I don't know how.
Just to catch my like only yesterday. We chase our rainbow, now our pot of gold. After us, the world was useless and free. It was just
it out, y'all. You are listening to the G Lou Show, and this is DJ Clientele. It's hot, it's happening, it's popping. Tune in, and you're going to get a treat every single time. Word up.
Welcome, everyone, to the G Lou Show. OG Sundays, fabulous slow rider oldies on a Sunday night. I'm joined by the Berkeley Queens. The OG, Miss Queen Jean, is here. And shout out to cousin Marcy as well. We are back live on your Sunday evening. So what up, ladies? How you doing this evening?
Man, hi, G Lou. Hi, cousin Marcy. I feel really good this evening. I'm kind of like, I'm feeling good, so I'm just chilling.
That's right.
My feelings, you know, rest in peace to our cousin Kiki. He was laid to rest yesterday, so rest in peace to him. Blessings to our cousin. And
rest in peace.
G. Lou, I heard some news today.
Okay.
I heard some news today.
Okay. What is that?
Payback.
I bet you wonder how I knew.
No, the song Payback. Isn't that how it starts off?
Oh,
I heard
okay.
some
yeah,
news
yeah,
today.
Yeah.
Right.
Hold on.
Dang.
Yeah, and he stood up for a minute. Like, hold on a minute. What is this? Okay.
Never over the air. Anyway.
Right. Right.
I thought you knew me better than that. What's going on over there?
No, but not that it was anything bad, but I was just didn't know what to expect, you know.
Yeah, I was singing the song. That's one of my favorite songs by the Stylistics.
Mine too.
Every lyric after that first verse and all the verses that follow, that's a deep song.
Right.
That's really a good song. So yeah. And even the first song he played. Who was that with the Alicia Keys? Was that a sample?
That was
of
Alicia
Keys
sample.
Or?
That's the original. I'll get the exact name for you in a minute, but that's the original Keys sample. That, yes.
See, and I never heard an original. I thought that was just her. That was her. So
no.
She sampled
no.
that.
No.
I never even heard that.
Me too. Learn something new every time you come over here and chill with Mr. G. Lou.
Hey, Mr.
What up,
DJ. That's what that
hey.
Is.
What's
DJ.
Up, y'all? Hey, Queen Cousin. Hey, cousin. Hey, listeners. It's during, y'all, for OG Sundays. Y'all sound good. This is my relaxed show. Y'all be putting me in a real deal mood. So my party don't start till after the show. So I'm chilling right here. I got a nice, cold, clean, funky glass of Crystal Geyser Natural Alpine Spring Water. Okay.
Wow, okay.
But you know what? That sounds really good. Ain't nothing wrong with being jazzy. Be jazzy over
that
there.
Part.
I'm being a little ratchet, I guess. I got a secret strawberry daiquiri. A secret. See, secret.
Okay.
I think I'm saying it right. Strawberry daiquiri over here and with a red straw. So, and it's red.
Okay.
Tastes
okay.
good, you know?
Okay.
Get on pie
right then. Oh, yeah, on Pie Roof.
Oh, what?
On Pie Roof. On Bluffs, nigga, on Bluffs.
Quit.
Shout out to Queen.
Oh, my
cheese,
goodness.
Man. Yeah, it's
wow,
all good.
Old ass man trying to put it in.
Yeah. How is
How you
Sunday?
Doing,
G-Lou? Yeah,
I know, right?
Sunday.
I'm doing great. I'm in great spirits, just like you said.
See,
I'm ready to roll. So, you know, that's where I'm at.
That's good.
Hey,
I know
G-Lou,
what I'm listening
to.
Oh, go ahead, Queen.
Go. I was just telling G-Lou I noticed something about him in his photos lately.
What's that?
Yep. That hair of yours is beautiful. Whatever ladies who's touching it is doing with it, yeah, it's so healthy. You know what I'm saying? It's just healthy. Your braids
you.
Are very healthy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
thank
growing.
You.
Yeah.
I saw
thank
that
you,
too, but
you.
I wasn't going to say nothing. Little cousin ain't going to say nothing. She's going to stay at a little cousin's space.
Don't
thank
be scared. It's
thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank you.
But yeah,
really
they look good,
it.
Very healthy, and they're beautiful. So shout out to the queen that's touching your hair, you know, putting
thank
their
you,
hands
thank
there.
You.
That
I'll let her
that
know
they
that.
Got, yeah, goodness, you know, goodness coming from
yeah.
when someone can get your hair to be healthy and growing like that, they have
right.
goodness in them, you know.
Right.
That's how
right.
I look
that's
at
right.
it. So.
Mm-hmm. that's right. Thank you, queen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cousin Marcy, what you think about my afro? Did you see my afro?
Soul glow as well. Yeah, I told you what I do. You want me to say it on here what I said? Cause you know you
no.
gonna make me cry
mm-hmm. That's
like
okay.
my mama did.
That's okay.
I
that's
love
okay.
your afro. I can't wait to get my growing hands in it when you come back my way. So make sure it's went to right there when you come back, you know. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that was the fashion
let
moment.
It grow.
The fashion
the
moment of the night.
The hair moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
The hair
okay.
moment. But yeah.
I wanted to shout you out because I just ran across something. I don't know how I missed it last night. But for all of y'all that could tune in and listen while you at work, there is a bomb 80s mix and a 90s mix on YouTube. Just straight
mm-hmm.
shooter. So I know what I'm listening to tomorrow.
Well, see, that's
I got
that's
another
that,
one, too,
those,
coming tomorrow.
Those DJ skills. You know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, he know how to
yeah.
mix it up. He knows what to put on what, you know. So,
yeah.
Salute
yeah.
to you.
I've been having
you.
Fun lately.
Yeah.
I said, let me put together some nice mixes and put them out there. You know, I've been just trying to have a little fun lately. So, thank you.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. And then, you know what I did? I went to the 90s, and then I fast-forwarded a little bit, just trying my luck. And guess what? I fast-forwarded right to the DPG
what's
part
that?
At 20,
oh,
20 point. Yeah,
don't,
I don't like the truth about getting paid. I
yeah,
was like,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, this
thank
is
you,
dope.
Cuzzle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So that's that. Also, let me see. Shout out to our sponsors for the evening. Also, shout out to Tweet Cadillac 93. Tweet FMism every Thursday night. Please don't miss it. Also, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, the Kwan Glam. Talk to Jeff today. We're trying to put some things together. I know I've been saying that, but we're coming together with some things, so be on the lookout for that. Shout out to BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan. Go follow him, please. Also, shout out to Dede Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Check out her books at Amazon.com. Also, shout out to One World Magazine, the hippest, flyest, hardest magazine in the world. That's why it's called One World Magazine. Also, Normani Candles, our newest sponsor. Man, with the... I'll let Marcy tell them a quick drop about these candles, Marcy, because you could tell them better than me.
They're awesome sauce. They're dope-alicious. They're fun, good times. They're soothing to the mind, body,
yeah,
and soul. So never
still
off guard.
Down.
We got it going on. That's right. We got it going on. It's right at the top of my head. It's why people can't sleep at night. I heard I'm going to learn how to make one next week. So, you know, just keep me in your prayers, y'all. I'm finally going to get in on the candle making. But we got some new scents. Check them out, www.normanicandles.com. Handles on IG as well. They're now on Threads. So go on and get you some.
There it is.
All right.
Shout out to Normani Candles. She was right on time, wasn't she? Shout out to Marcy.
She?
I caught her off guard.
She came with the dopeness.
Didn't she, though?
You still kept it fly.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
and check
so
it out,
sweet.
Y'all. The calling number, same as it always is, 914-803-4001. Talk, we talk back. Don't forget to press 1, though, just like that. And just like that, we're going to take a ride. We'll be back in a flash. It's OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies with G-Lou, Queen Jean, and Cousin Marcy. Yay, yay.
Hey, hey.
Play games on me.
Why you wanna
play?
Why you wanna?
This is Melinda calling from Los Angeles. I grew up on 54th and Arlington. We were known as the A-Brat. I'm here to speak upon us black people. We need to get it together. We need to come together. You know what I mean? Put the guns down. Put the powder down. Put the pills down. Put the meth down. Put it all down. Let's come together, you know. And shout out to the G-Lou Show. This brother doing a good thing. I'm going to spread the word. And if you're listening right now, spread the word. Have your folks calling in, listening. If you don't have nothing to say, just listen. Get a word. You never know. That one word that day could encourage you to do something different with your life. Or go help somebody else. Because it's about us, okay? Listen, every Wednesday from 7 to 9. And Sundays from 7 to 9 old school. Spread the word. The phone number is air code 914-803-4001. And if you want to speak on something, push 1. And brother, I'll let you speak and get something off your chest. But we need positive thoughts. We don't need nobody calling in talking about they want to do nothing stupid and all that old stuff. We're talking about positivity. And if you got some ideas how to help, you know, help the city get better, help your neighborhood get better, then call in and let's see what we can do and get together and make something happen. Because once we start making a change, it's going to spread like a wildfire and everybody can join in and help because it's about us. Good night, y'all.
I don't know. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is the OG Morgan Freeman, and I'm tuned into my guy G. Lou on the G. Lou Show. And if you don't know now, you know. Let's go.
Yeah.
Bryant. Man, that takes you back. Hey, hey, hey.
Yes, Queen.
Okay.
I was just letting you
have it.
I thought Marcy was there.
I know. I thought I was
doing my own thing. You know. You're good.
Okay. Okay, so listen, we have a request from Lady A. She wanted to go back and hear something by Blackbird, and that's Rock Creek Park. That's a dope jam. Good request.
playing the best mix of smooth R&B, oldies, soul, and funk. Blog Talk Radio's number one Sunday night program, The G-Lu Show, presents OG Sunday's fabulous lowrider oldies. Broadcasting live online every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The G-Lu Show OG Sundays thanks its sponsors BTP Media, 93.2 FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider ODs. Here's your host, G-Lu, in 5, 4, 3, 2, we are back, people. OG Sundays. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Nicola.
I was just talking, and I was like, okay, she's saying something as if she don't hear me. And when I go back to the screen, well, of course she don't hear you. You got yourself on mute.
Oh, good grief.
Too much going on. Yes, that you, me. I like that drop. That's a nice drop that you put together. I like that one. That's one of my favorite drops.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like the way the music comes in on it, and yeah, it's a nice drop.
That's your word of the producer now. I just talked. I wish I did have the skills. Thank you.
Yeah. Shout out.
Like, listen, okay? Listen to the G-Lu Show. No, I'm just kidding. We have a caller.
We got a caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Rock Free Pop. Hey, Berkeley ladies.
Yay.
Hey, you got the Berkeley queens.
Yep.
Yes,
this is out. All right now. Queen, you got the birthday queens. How you doing, Lady A? I'm glad you called in.
Yes, I had to. Thank you for playing my request. Had me jamming over here.
Had you rocking, feeling like that old school Rock Creek Park?
Absolutely.
What's your favorite memory from that song? Do you have any memories? Do you have a favorite memory? What is it about that song that you requested tonight?
You know what? I had never heard it until I say recently, because my father, his brother played that song for him back in the day, and ever since then he loved it, and he shared it with me. I was like, oh my God, I heard it. Now I loved it. So that's my jam. And plus, you know, his brother passed, so
okay, it's a connection.
Right here. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good jam, though. So thank you for the request. And thank you for tapping in, you know, vibing out with us, chilling with us.
That's right.
Absolutely.
All the way from the VA. This is from the
you
VA.
You better know it.
I know it, Queen. The VA. That's what's popping over there. Absolutely.
How y'all ladies doing?
I'm doing good.
No complaints, Lady A. Doing well. Thank you for even thinking of me. Doing well. We here, okay, for some good tunes and some.
Absolutely, I'm hearing it. Y'all keep rolling, and I'm gonna keep on listening. Yes, indeed, rolling in my caddy with the top.
Okay,
drop.
Stay right there. Yeah,
with
do
my
something.
Hair blowing,
you know,
in the wind. Yes.
Ooh, hit the switch.
Okay. Well,
dip.
Great.
All right, Queen. You're going to roll out.
That dip.
Okay.
Hit that dip on 108th and keep mashing.
Keep it.
Here we go.
Thank y'all, ladies. Y'all have a good
Thank
night.
Thank you, Queen.
Be listening.
You too. Have a good one, Lady A.
Thank you. Oh, gee, Sundays. Fabulous. Let's go with the oldies.
Girl, I believe in you, how I believe in your love.
Oh, I never felt this kind of loving.
Oh, never before. I seem to feel secure with you. I'm sure you're the one for me. Oh, there's no doubt in my mind.
I'll do anything you want me to. express to you the joy I felt when I realized that I had found the perfect man for me. The man who could make me feel all the things I felt a woman should feel. I said, darling, I want to be the perfect woman for you. I got myself a 3-year subscription to Essence magazine. Read it from cover to cover. You know I wanted to be perfect for him. She said, "Black is beautiful. Just keep getting up. Together we can make it. It's gonna be all right. Forget about what society says is or isn't or what can or cannot be. Keep getting up." He quit his job. Came home one day with 14 mirrors. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro fluid, some Afro do it to it. Go and sit up in the room and look at the black beautiful. Check out the boy, mother's love, mother's love. I said, "Well, my darling, I hate to get in your business, you know what I mean, but what about a job? I mean, what about the gas and the electricity and not that I am equating a job with your manhood, you understand, but I mean, you did have a choice in this." He said, "I got to get myself together. I'm tired of working for somebody else. Maybe I take out a small businessman's loan and open up a head shop." I said, "But that's not bringing no money in. I mean, he said, "You working, ain't you? Get off my back." I don't know. I wasn't raised like that, Joe. I mean, I figure if I got to get up and go to work every day, then every able-bodied in the household is supposed to get up and go, at least looking. Well, I know it ain't easy out there, but I said, "Now, if for some reason you feel that you can no longer be the man that I thought you were at the beginning of our relationship, then I got this one thing to lay on you, my sweet. Away, little boy, why don't you just go away, little boy? You see, I am not supposed to sit up here alone in the dark with some mirrors and no money and no you. And recognize the fact that you lift. Oh, so sweet. Ow! But it don't look like I lift. You ain't gonna never have another chance to meet. I think I can find myself another man. And I know what to do when I got somebody who can be true. So why don't you run, 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 run away, little boy. Let the doorknob hit you where the dog should have bit you, little boy. Cause you're hurting me more. Every minute that you delay. Hey, hey. Cause when you need me like this. Whoa, baby. You're getting kinda hard for me to understand. Just go on away, just go on away, just go on away, little boy. Before I do something rash. Why don't you just leave me alone? You know what I mean? Go ahead and take your thing. Playboy magazine. Go on, get out of my life. Now don't stand so close to me when you're trying to get that last goodbye kiss. I know your moves now. Don't pull me like this. And don't kiss my eyelids like that. And please don't suck my earlobes like that. And don't. Well, look, you think you can get a job by Thursday? You promise? Now, you ain't gonna fool me this time. Then you might as well stay. Stay. Might as well stay. Don't go away. You can be my man.
Sounds so beautiful, don't you agree? Now we have Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute.
Yes, that yeah, was Miss Marlena Shaw.
Right, Sam.
Yes,
yes. She said
coming from
word.
Her sweet beginnings. Yeah, we're going
to
let you get to you a minute,
to
but
curb.
That's from that Sweet Beginnings album that came out in 1977. That's a good oldie right there. So shout out. Thank you, G. Lou, for playing that. All right, Cousin Marcy. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you, Queen Cousin. Thank you, G. Lou. Yes, get in here, listeners, while we get on in here on the bus. Refresh your drink. I got a few extra minutes today, so bear with me. We're going to get into Marcy's Minute. So first up, oh yeah, shout out to Mr. Hank Norman. He should be pulling up. Hopefully we got you here too. So in first up, we're going to do a little sport. So we're going to go into Monique Samuels addresses filing for divorce from her husband, Chris Samuels, offensive tackle, after 11 years of marriage. Now, for you sports fans out there, you remember Chris Samuels is a retired American football offensive tackle. He did play for the then Washington Redskins before they changed their name, played 10 seasons, went to many Pro Bowls as an offensive line coach, but yes, they are calling it quits. They did have a little stint on the Real Housewives of Potomac a couple of years ago. Then they recently went on to another reality TV show, but they said they're going to put the kids first. The process is very stressful, as I'm sure it could be. No one likes to see families break up, but they did go ahead and confirm it this week. Moving right along in some good sports news, World Championship boxer Oscar De La Hoya, he did say, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Yes, this has to do with Travis Barker actually being his first child's stepfather. Now, he went on to admit, I did not even raise my kids. Travis Barker was there for Atiana. This is in Fathers Are So Important news, no matter where they come from, as long as they do the children correctly. So shout out to you, Oscar De La Hoya, for giving Travis. Yeah,
he was
married. That's his daughter. Yeah, that young lady that if you see her with the, especially with everything going on with the Kardashians these days, that's Oscar De La Hoya and Shayna Mokler's daughter. And he has been raising her since she was a year old. And then Travis, when I say he married Shayna Mokler in 2004. Like I said, Oscar said, I got to give credit where credit is due. I'm grateful that Barker was there, you know, as a father figure for my daughter. After his divorce from Shayna Mokler in 2000, when Atiana was 1 year old, she and Barker wed in 2004. De La Hoya called himself an absentee father. I have to be grateful that Shayna was a mother to Atiana and just know my place, basically, you know? So that's in a little good fatherly news right there. Just some short tidbits. We're going to do 15 seconds. If you want to hear more about this, just let me know. But federal study estimates tap water from 45% of U.S. faucets may contain, get this, forever chemicals. DeBrat welcomes baby boy with Jessica Harris Dupart. Congratulations. Vampire facials and Botox injections at a New Mexico spa. linked to new HIV infections. And nobody probably heard about this week. AI, if you don't know what AI is, that is artificial intelligent humanoid robots, hold a UN press conference earlier this week. They told the UN that they could be more efficient and effective world leaders. A panel of robots told reporters in Switzerland Friday that they could be more efficient leaders than human beings, among other statements. The 9 AI-enabled humanoid social robots, that means these are humanoid, so these are like what you saw in iRobot, also explained at a Geneva Conference Center that they wouldn't take anyone's job or stage a rebellion. I'm going to read that again. At a Geneva Conference Center, that they would not take anyone's job or stage a rebellion. Why are the robots even saying that? Last but not least, and glad to see you back, bruh. But where you been? You just came out and just gonna wave to us from a boat? Hallelujah. Jamie Foxx waves to fans on boat looking healthy in first public sighting, according to TMZ. Jamie Foxx's road to recovery seems to be going very well because the guy's out and about in public now, with TMZ getting the first glimpse of him since his hospitalization. You can check that footage out that they've obtained showing a cheerful Jamie Foxx cruising along on a mega boat on the Chicago River Sunday afternoon, looking pretty vibrant and happy to see fans as well. A neighboring vessel passed him by and gave him a big hurrah. Jamie waved back. He appeared to be accompanied by a few others on board as well, and at first glance, it seemed there were some members of his family around. They've been at his side throughout this entire ordeal, and we know they've been visiting him too as he rehabs in Chi-Town. The difference here, we're finally getting a clear view of Jamie in the flesh, which is encouraging. Frankly, there's been a lot of speculation about his condition, and the longer he went out of the public eye, the greater the conjecture would grow. Folks have been worried. Here's another positive update TMZ can provide. We've seen more footage of Jamie spending a night out in the town of Chicago area Saturday, getting active on his feet no less, and looking to be in great spirits too. Glad to see you, Mr. Foxx, as is the rest of the world, no doubt. So, in hallelujah news, we finally got a Jamie Foxx sighting, y'all. And that concludes Marcy's Minute. Queen Zilu, back to y'all.
Jamie Foxx, I seen him on that boat doing his little wave and stuff. So yeah, but let us pray for that AI stuff. Like, truly, I'm going to pray, because that's some scary sounding stuff. They had a what? Did you say they had a conference?
Oh, yes, the one I wanted you to go back to. Yeah, so the AI robots, they held a whole press conference. They was dressed to the nines and everything. You can catch this on FoxNews.com, CNN, MSNBC. They were there. They were sitting. They were postured. They had a real deal, not going to say live because it was AI press conference. And they said, basically, don't worry. We would never thinking about rebelling or overthrowing anything.
Marinate on that.
They come in.
Shoot.
They come in. Ooh,
Jesus.
You better get some IT job. You better become those programmers, because if they, you know, they could do that. These are the things that they are prepping. They already have the Mickey D's where no one is in the lobby. Everything is done by AI. They have the AI servicers. Now, this has been going on for at least 5 years now in Japan. You get your room service. It's a robot bringing you your room service now, okay? The dogs are already here in Los Angeles. They have the AI dogs. They're ready. They're building a $90 million complex in Atlanta, Georgia, right now, to train worldwide police forces with new protocol. And get this, just like California, some places out here said they could do, it's going to be entry level for applicants. So that means entry level I can go in there and say, I want to police the world, and I'm going to get right on in there. So, yep, keep an eye on that stuff, y'all. There's a lot of BS going around, but it's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff.
What about, is that in China or where he's going to assist anybody who could try to kill themselves but not successful, he's going to go ahead and kill them?
Yes.
Tim, what's his name? Tim. See, that's why I'm not doing the announcements, because
Kim,
I'm too
unsure. Yes, that guy, Kim Jong-un. He did. Let me help you out. Yeah. Yeah, it's a mess out there, y'all. But shout out again to what's the name, because y'all know I love my Travis. I love my Blink-182. I remember watching their show in the 2000s because he was on a reality show with Shayna Moakler. And all this girl would do was sleep all day, but Travis would be the one with the kids. You know, they had kids too. Mm. But they always said, you know, that was – I kind of didn't like that, how it was always like, oh, well, your dad, you know what I mean? But – they've just grown, and you know, everybody just sees it, and I think it just takes a real man to be like, yeah, bruh, well, I wasn't there, but you know, you were. Kind of, I like when men can get along like that, and women, you know, in grown-up situations. So shout out to them again.
Yes, pretty informative, thank you.
thank you. Now back to the ride. No, I'm just playing.
I've been pacing the floor all night long.
All right.
I think I gotta get out here and hit the streets. I gotta get out here and see if I can find you. Hey, anyone out there sing gang? No. But when I see you, I wanna tell you. Much.
your former President Barack Obama, and you're tuned into my main man, G. Lou, and he is live in the mix. Don't touch that dial.
OG Sundays on the G Lou Show on Blog Talk Radio with your host, my homeboy G Lou, and your co-host, my little bro Flossy B, and your co-host, the one and only Hank the Gangster. Yeah, come on, man, on Sunday nights, man, we're going to be dipping in the Cadillac. Yeah. trying to get up in there where they doing it at. Mess with us.
Hey, yo, Teddy, man, I think that nigga AMG scared of pussy on me.
Yo, you must be bullshitting, right?
Hell no, man. Look, check this out. It was a fine-ass bitch standing out in front of my house yesterday on this drop, and that nigga was scared to come at her, man.
Yo, man, that don't even sound like AMG.
Man, that nigga be perfect like he a pimp and shit, you know what I'm saying? But if she would've stepped to me, it would've been a little different.
Yo, man, how you think it would've been different?
Nigga, I would've came at her real, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, man, only nigga come real is me, but tell me, how would you come?
Yeah, if the bitch would've stepped to me, I would've came at her something like this. Yo, how would you like to spend some time with DJ Quick Girl? I know I'm better than good, cause I can rock your world. But come with me and you will see just what I'm all about. And I go straight to the move, so let me bust it out. I wanna grind and moan while I hold your hand. And girl, we're both mature enough so we can dirty dance. Cause can't you see that I'm a player and I've got to have it, just like a rabbit. So come on, baby, let me grab it. I won't mislead you, just let me feed you a 9-inch diggity diggity dicky all up in you. But you know I do it right, my name ain't Sydney. Get on your hands and knees and let me stab the kidney from the back, all up in your intestinal tract. Some call them guts, but I call it the butt. And now you see that I'm a true one, girl, you're so appealing. I wanna fuck you to the ceiling, cause I got that feeling. And that's how I come at it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I see you got a little Mac there, you know?
A little Mac, nigga, I got game, you bitches be on it.
Yo, man, but you ain't proving nothing to me yet.
Yeah, right, I'ma prove it to you in the second verse, so. I'm DJ Quick, a player and a hustler too. So many girlies on my dock that I don't know what to do. I buy my Jimmy as by the case and not by the pack, because I knock so many boots I have to keep them in stacks. Now the fellas they get jealous, the ladies they get hot, because they know that I'm a player giving it all that I got. And in the sheets I'm a super lover, that's what I said. I may be quick on the tables, but I'm forever in bed, because I grind it and get behind it. And when my tape stops, I get up and rewind it. I like to fuck it, I never suck it. And if you're dumb, I get you sprung just like a clug, bitch. Hey, DJ Quick is in effect for the 9 of season. Season is the reason, cause I'm so damn pleasing. Quick is the name, and if you think that I'm appealing, then go for what you know, baby, because I got that feeling.
Yo, man, I see what you're saying, man.
Oh, yeah, Pimp, it's just that simple.
I know, man, you should pump that name.
I know, man, that nigga needs some courage. You know what I'm saying? Because we handle it, and we out of here.
What's happening, kings and queens? This is Queen Jean grooving with you on a Sunday afternoon on the G Lou Show with my guys, G Lou, Big Flossie, and Big Hank the Gangster. Sit back and cruise with us, baby. Take a ride, feel the vibe as we pull oldies from the crates. Let's roll.
Listening the one way, every day's a fun day, but Sunday's the best. Rated number one, yeah, especially on the west. Everything's fresh from the Daytons to the paint. Four switches in the front, make it bounce, rock, skate. I'm a dog like Nate, baby, let's play house like Cameo said. Your love's taking me out. Love is a house, and you know you got the key to the G Lou Show. Sunday's OG.
Say what?
G Lou Show OG Sundays, world famous every Sunday night. 914-803-4001.
Don't forget about the after hours on YouTube.
Sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93. Tweed FM Ism, Westside Car Club, and OG Music.
Oldies rule forever Sundays.
Yeah, yeah. Oldies rule forever.
Volume 2.
G-Lou.
7.4 FM on the dial. Reminding you to get the dick out your throat and go vote. DJ E. Is your dick still popping like a pipe bomb? And oh yeah, can you say farewell to welfare? Caller number 4 gets to go to doggy land, that's right. This next jam is dedicated to all the homies still rocking Jerry curls, optimum texturizers, and gold teethers. DJ Easy Dick will give you a stone cold brew.
How you been? You're looking swell.
Can I just have another minute before you go? Maybe another second, just to get your number something. You see, you say what?
I just want to give a shout out, I guess, to everybody, man. Thanks for tuning in, man. Respect that G Lou show. You know what I'm saying? It's the thing that's happening right now. It's the most popular thing on the radio. So tune in, listen in, log in, call in. It don't matter. Just make sure you're in the car. And much love to you, G Lou, for, you know, allowing me to be here and sit at this damn long table. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Hey, check this out.
Just remember, the doors in your heart will always be open to you.
Love is a house. You got the key.
here from Normani Candles. Shop with us for 100% non-toxic soy wax candles and wax melts, plus room sprays. We're a family-owned business based in SoCal with a mission to deliver clean, non-toxic candle products. Check us out on all social platforms at New Armani Candles, and don't forget to shop our website, newarmanicandles.com.
Listen to this disc jockey's introduction to Montavani's Lazy Gandhi. KOs that I knocked out there, who I call my buddy.
Wait a minute.
Now just wait, we gonna talk about buddy on this plate. But before we let the herd out the gate, make sure all the levels are straight out.
The jungle, the brothers, the brothers.
Daylight though, on a road. Black medallion, no gold. Hanging out with Barnes, hanging out with me. Buddy, 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 all in my face. Fold the lap. Jim Browski must wear a cap, just in case the young girl likes to clap. Ain't both a win, but before I begin, I initiate the body with a slap.
I drop the beat, blow the pipe from a Tribe Called Quest. When I see Buddy, I will never half step. I just do her tribal style and then check. The buddy that I like is to be sexy and nice, just good enough for the one they call Fight. A brown skinned buddy with shoulder length hair, nice firm breast and a round area.
Hold the neck, I'm the keeper from a Tribe Called Quest. And if your quest for the buddy, don't fess. If the Jimmy wants nothing but the best.
The best?
The best.
Okay.
Let's pick out the Jimmy and see what we can catch.
Pick him up, Jimmy.
Next, won't be needed unless
anyone gets back to the flesh.
Dancing on the dance floor. Girl, it's she that I adore. Step off stage, just scream for more. Native tongue, got rhymes galore. Snap my fingers, make you mine. If not, I'll snap a second time. After that, I guarantee you will be standing next to me.
Fly, buddy.
Buddy.
Don't you know you make me go nutty?
Nutty.
I'm so glad that you're not a buddy, duddy.
Duddy.
Not too skinny and not too chubby.
Chubby.
Soft like silly buddy. Miss Crabtree.
Crabtree.
I know that you're not mad at me. Cause
at
I
me.
Told you that it was your buddy.
Buddy.
That was making me ever so horny.
Horny.
Jungleistically horny.
I won't lie. I love D-U-D-D-Y. Cause I never let it walk on by. When it comes to me and Jenny, I seem
very serious.
Like a pig dream, buddy is an act that occurs on the lift. When Jimmy and Jenny start shooting the gift, boy, let me get shot, I won't even riff.
On the dial, my buddy tossed the beat for a while. Plugged two with a
two to her chip.
On the A side of sometimes the flip.
Word up,
buddy is the bud to my daisy tree. And the looting to my do-ray me. And the pleaser to my man plug three.
Plug three is the whole cover
behind the bush. My buddy likes the way that I push. And like a champ just knock it on out. Never ever once selling out. My buddy helping me to relax my soul. Keeping Jimmy in total control. Without buddy I'd be on a roll.
Now as the lady, I thought the jungle and quest to throw was just maybe. Give me the chance to say that I get crazy. Due to the fact I left Buddy amaze me. As a matter of fact, it crazes me in many ways. I decided that it was time for more love to stay. So when it comes to the buddy, you know that I don't play. Cause to me, chasing Buddy is the perfect way to spend the day.
Oh, buddy.
herds are looking for some good times. If you quest from the soul, guess what we'll find? Whole lot of fun, lots of fun together, just like kissing cousins.
Yeah, that's kinda clever.
Close like bosoms, bosoms stay close if you be my buddy. I will toast that while like Ephemerate and Lucille McGillicuddy. You can be mine and I can be nobody.
The best buddies in evening wear. Long loving as Trino,
he's in there.
I feel sorry for those who pay a fare.
A fee?
Word to the team.
I don't beg,
I just tease my buddy with my right leg. And then when it's ready, what's said?
His buddy is best in bed.
Word to the D. Buddy, buddy, told us all to get into a circle. Said the world because I won't hurt you. All I really wanna do is break you.
You know what?
And then I watch, and then I check my swatch to see the time. The tribe had phoned a buddy line, and that buddy was mine, oh my. Now when Quest, Jungle, and De La Soul is at the club, our ritual unfolds. Grab our bones and start swinging our hands.
Then Jimmy stop blocking in every brand.
And Jennifer just wanna stay aware. Yo fella, should we keep her aware?
Body anytime.
Tell me.
There it is, y'all. OG Sundays. We did it again. Queen Jean, cousin Marcy.
That whipper pill.
Baby face.
That whipper pill.
That whipper pill didn't have no effect on Anita Baker. That whipper pill didn't do nothing. It wasn't hitting on nothing. She was like, you get out of here.
Well, it just mesmerized me, so it did something.
I know, right?
Yes, baby face. I was just, my whole head went back on the headboard and just leaned back with it. Sure, love, love is the house too. Yeah, great playlist, great songs, great selections, King. Thank you for letting me just chill this evening. I truly appreciate it. Like, you don't know how bad I did
that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
So like the caller that used to call in and be like, hey. So yeah, it was really nice. I'm gonna go ahead and say my spiel. Great show. It's a new week, everybody. Everybody, you know, just relax, reflect, and pray. Or pray, reflect, and relax. But do one of those three things. My brother said something to me yesterday. We were having a conversation. He told me, you cannot put a question mark where God has put a period, and that has stuck with me since yesterday. I've been marinating on that. So don't put a question mark where God has put a period, because that's it. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got to let God do what he does, and just be ready for the outcome, because everything is always God's will, period. It's just God's will. So everybody have a great week, a positive week. I'll see you back on Wednesday with G. Lou and I, Westside Wednesday, and then with Cousin Marcy on Friday for Fabulous Flashback Friday. So have a positive week and put out that good energy out there. Peace and love, Ashe.
Church says amen.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, let me just say what I say, 7 days. No, thank you, everyone, first and foremost, who tuned in tonight. We thank you for the love, support, always. Please keep riding with us, and thank you to Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Special shout-out to OG Hank and all the listeners. Thank you again. Have a great, great, productive, victorious week. And don't forget, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. And I'm out of here. G. Lou, love.
I don't want a fall week. I'm going to stay prayed up.
That's right.
Peace and love.
Peace.
I say.
Through the